Hi, Paul.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Now it's very late. I can hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
Lots better, thank you.
Good. Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Good. What's your first name?
Karen.
Karen, good. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just announce the phone number while I got you on the line here for anybody that would like to call in. It's an international toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227. Okay, Karen. Let's see what we got for you, okay?
Okay.
Well, I feel real good here with you. Getting a lot of good stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a change for you, that's for sure. I keep hearing hope and faith coming to you, so have hope and faith because things are about to turn around. And if they're not already, you're probably going to see signs soon, probably within a week. I'm hearing, I'm really being pulled to finances, too, with the major turnaround. I don't know if this was your biggest problem or your...
Oh, I have big time finance problems. I'm living on disability, and it's very hard.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, I know. Very hard. And especially the way things are going today, it's not getting any better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Financially, it's very hard when your income is limited. Well, you know, I'm feeling they are giving me like I've been up against it, and I have been having some hard times. And I'm hearing tell her that's gonna change. Things are gonna start getting smoother for you. I'm hearing now, especially with health too. I feel health improving. I don't know if there's any health issues along with your disability, but. I mean, if there's been any flare-ups or any reoccurrences, health-wise, you're going to have some improvements, too. Now, are you alone? I mean,
I live alone. I'm divorced for almost 2.5 years, and my son is his dad, so, and I hate it.
Okay. Are you waiting for anything to come through for you, or because
I wish something would happen soon.
Well, because I'm feeling something coming through for you. I really am, and I am going to finances with it. I wish I can put my finger on exactly what it is. I'm hearing income. I don't know if you're expecting an increase or it's gonna or something is about to change where it's gonna make it a little easier for you.
Well, I have approved for a government grant to go back to go to college and stuff, but I denied it because I cannot afford the loan they wanted me to get. So I decided to take a different direction in my life. I'm gonna write a book actually and
right.
Try to do that. That's my goal.
Right.
I hope I do good in it. I don't know.
What were you going to do?
I want to write a book.
Okay. Is it too late to get the college thing back?
Well, I can't afford the loan they want to throw at me. I just, with limited income and I'm behind on my bills, there was no way I could do it, so.
Right.
I'm going to try to write a book of my own and find a publisher and see what happens.
Right. It could be that. I mean, because I am, you know, I'm hearing income and I'm hearing new enterprises. So that would include your book. But I think some of it was with the college. It's a shame there wasn't some way of doing something with that because I feel like it was meant to go through. But
I don't know. They can only give me a grant maybe for $1,400 and college tuition alone was over $5,000 and there was no way I could do it.
Because I am getting an increase in income. I was wondering if maybe something part-time would come through for you, or just now I know why they started with hope and faith. I was hearing that over and over, telling them to have hope and faith. Stay alert for an increase in income between now and let's say the end of June. stay alert. It could be a friend that maybe you can make some money somehow, or word of mouth, or something on the side, you know, something a little extra where it's going to help you and make life a little more tolerable. Because I keep hearing it. I keep hearing income. Income is going to increase. And I'm being, you're on disability, so you don't work. So it's going to come from somewhere. And I believe it's going to come from initiating. I mean, like bumping into something or getting off at something. And maybe it won't be, you know what I mean? It'll be extra but on the side type of a scenario. So be alert to that. Don't give up just yet. I just feel like there's something will make your income increase by the end of June.
I mean, I've tried it in the past, but it don't work.
Yeah, no, don't give up. And like I said, I opened right up with hope and faith on you. And I am getting a dream and a venture flourishing. So by all means, do follow through on your book, because I feel like either way, the book will be very good to you. I feel like it's not only going to be enjoyable and healing, but could be what they're pointing to as increasing your income, but that's going to be down the road a ways. But it could be connected to that. So by all means, follow through on that, okay? And I'm also feeling like there's going to be some kind of an event or a gathering of some kind where you're going to have a lot of fun and you're going to enjoy yourself and possibly...
Reunion.
What's that?
My class reunion's coming up in a couple months, and I want to go to that, so...
Okay, well, definitely, because I'm hearing a significant event, and it's a gathering. I'm getting a group of people gathering. Do go to that, and also stay alert there for connections. Always be on the lookout for a connection, one way or another, and I feel this gathering has something to do with it, too. Maybe it's a friend that has an idea, or it could be a partner or a joint venture. So definitely go to this event and be alert for a step up financially, or a connection that can help you financially. And I do still feel you doing something with education. I gotta say it. I don't know, maybe I'm picking up on you just going through this and letting it go, or it's gonna come back to you somehow, or you'll be able to follow through on it. So I just wanna relay that to you. If it does develop, I feel like you belong there. Now, and I'm also hearing the arts, and I consider writing an art, and there is an artistic, you've got other art talent too, not only just writing. I'm not sure what it is, but...
I love to write poetry.
Okay, poetry, good. Is that what your book going to be based on, poetry?
No, not this one. I was going to do it that way, but I got bipolar.
Okay.
And EID, which is emotional intensity disorder.
Yeah.
I'm raising on that and what I've been through since I've been diagnosed. And
yeah.
And put my input through it and hope that I can help somebody else, because it's been a tough battle.
And, you know, writing and poetry is very good for that disorder. It's it helps.
I enjoy it.
Yes, and it's very healing for you. I'm being pulled to your poetry. Now, do something with this, too. Combine it with your creative processes, your book. Try to make some money with it. You know, just don't let it go. Stay with it. Because I'm getting, you know, I'm getting education and your artistic matters being, your artistic talent being combined. So I do feel that you're going to do something with education. So, and it may be connected to what you're good at, which is writing and poetry.
I write my poetry if I read it to somebody. They go, how'd you do that? Let's do that, just pick up a piece of paper and pen and do it. That's what I do. Comes to my mind, I write.
Yeah, good.
It's waking me up in the middle of the night before I never wrote.
Good, good. And, I believe it's spirit-led. I believe some of your poetry is will be healing to others, I'm hearing. It'll help others, because I feel like you're channeling some of it.
Yeah, I write a lot about God.
Yes, I'm feeling that. It's definitely connected to spirit. You when you're writing, you're channeling, and especially with your poetry. And it's going to help other people, too, I'm feeling. And I'm getting a little bit of travel. This must be your reunion, maybe.
Well, my reunion is right in my hometown, so...
Right, okay. Do you got to go anywhere, or plans to go anywhere? Or?
No, I don't travel.
Okay.
I don't know.
right.
My car's not very dependable. I need a new car, but I can't afford it, so all these problems are going around in the car.
Okay. There's a slight hint of some traveling, too, by the end of June. Now, when I hear travel, it doesn't have to be significant, but it's usually out of the ordinary. Not, you know what I mean? Not in your normal routine, and you're validating that because you said you don't travel. And I'm hearing personal achievement. Stay motivated because personal achievement is going to bring you a lot of happiness and success. I'm hearing it over and over. And a lot of pleasure from it. And I'm getting wedding imagery too. Are you going to a wedding? Anybody you know getting married or? Any connection with that at all? An engagement or?
No, not that I know of.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe you get invited to a wedding, because I feel like you're going to be exposed to what would amount to like a wedding or an engagement party. So, I mean, we're talking the end of June. Anything can happen. So just write it down, and if it happens, then you know. That's what I was talking about. And you know, I'm hearing, I almost want to say you're going to meet somebody.
I hope so.
I feel like between now and the end of June, you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to be very happy, very compatible. He's going to be either a businessman or have the same interests you have and want to join forces with you. So when you go to that reunion, stay alert for many different things there, including somebody flirting with you or wanting to continue through with you. Okay? Now, also in your daily life, pay attention to anybody that's connected to business or is a businessman that might be bumping into you one way or another. And connecting with you emotionally, because I just got the feeling that you're gonna meet somebody, and it's gonna work out well. And you guys, it's almost like you got the same plans, the same ideas, and you hit it right off, right from the bat. You hit it off because you're like-minded and you got the same ideas. So stay open for them, okay? I almost want to say this guy raises dogs, too. He's got a connection with dogs. They're showing me two dogs with this guy. Or he's very fond of dogs. His dogs are a big thing to him. So be open to somebody like this that you bump into. Okay? And I got a feeling it's going to be that reunion. So do follow through on that. And continue with your writing, because I see a lot of pleasure and a lot of financial benefits coming from your writing and helping other people. That's about all I'm getting right now with you. Very strong connection, like you said. You write a lot about God. Continue that, because it's meant to be, and it's, I believe, not only helps you, but it will help other people as they read it. And I'll leave you with that. I'm getting some numbers for you. I'll give you a 10 and a 17 and a 6.
Okay.
They might have some significance for you. Just write them on the calendar or throw a buck on them. Who knows? Could be a lucky number for you.
Never know.
Okay. And continue with your writing. And like I said, by all means, if any chance comes with education, jump on it, because... You know, I almost want to tell you that there is going to be a way for you to go. You're going to find a way for you to go. And it's going to not only make you happy, but it's what you should do and where you should go. It might not be at the time right now, but somewhere down the road, I believe, something is going to happen that's going to enable you to go to further your education. Because you're limited. You're on disability, and... education could give you freedom, and I believe you were pulled there, and it was just a glitch where you couldn't go, and another chance will come along. something's going to enable you to be able to go.
Okay.
So have hope and faith on that, and if it happens, jump on it.
I have a question for about that man that you're talking about. Would that be long-term, or?
With the man?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm getting an encounter that may take off, and they're leaving it at that. This would have to come down the road somewhere in another reading, probably.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty, then.
All right. Remember, he might be a businessman or has something to do with dogs or raising dogs, or he has dogs. And he might be a little off. He might have some baggage or kids or going through a separation, too. Don't let none of that throw you. It's all about the soul and the heart. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty, then.
Okay, Karen.
Thank
you have a good night.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great night.
God bless you. Take care of yourself.
You
thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I sure will.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a reading, call me. You're in the thoughts. 877-876-5227. That's international, toll-free, anywhere in the world. And if you'd like to contact me, you can email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And we appreciate the feedback on the shows. You can email BBS anytime with your comments, suggestions, advice.
Oh, another caller.
Okay. Hi, caller.
Hey, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can barely hear you.
How's that?
A little bit better.
Okay. I'm doing the best I can at this end.
Okay.
What's your first name?
LaDonna.
LaDonna, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from? LaDonna.
I told you before, I'm just calling for my monthly...
a regular listener.
A monthly reading.
Good. Regular listener.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Now I'm getting an echo and feedback.
I know I'm barely able to
Your line is very bad. The caller's line is very bad.
LaDonna, are you on a cell phone or by your computer? LaDonna.
Sorry, I got the calls off. Her phone, it just wasn't that good. Good. Sorry about that.
No problem. Call is when you do call, walk away from your computer and use a hard line, one that goes into the wall. No cordless or cell phone. It may help the connection. Okay, and the number again is 877-876-5227. Now, I have been getting some emails where parts of Canada can't get through with that number.
Okay. We have another caller.
Okay. Let them through.
And parts of Canada can't get through. They should be able to.
That's what I've been telling everybody. It's international, so...
Well, it's good in the U.S. and Canada. We tried to make it international, but they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's good in Canada and the U.S. only.
Okay, so anywhere else in the world would be the direct number then?
Correct.
Okay, I'll say that now. If the direct number is 530-876-3222, you can call that direct if you're anywhere.
Oops, sorry.
Okay.
Now, there's a caller online.
Okay.
I'm just readjusting the levels because the last caller I did shoot off the levels so significantly. Bear with me.
Yeah.
Okay, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Sure you can get a reading.
All right.
That's what I'm here for. What's your first name?
David.
David?
Uh-huh.
Okay, where are you calling from, David?
Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay, David, I'm going to talk while I got you on the line. I get so many phone calls, I don't have a chance to talk.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay, I the parts of Canada where that number may not work, Don, I think if you can hear me, it's Alberta. It's not working in Alberta, but I'll let that go for now. And you can dial direct. The toll-free number is Canada and the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. and Canada. Anywhere else, dial direct, 530-876-3222. Okay. David, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm glad to finally get in.
Good. Are you a regular listener?
I have been for the last couple of weeks. I've been trying to get in, and I'm not fast enough, apparently, except for tonight.
We get a lot of calls.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And I try to move as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep the readings maybe 5-10 minutes, but sometimes they go a little over because I got to give them what Spirit wants me to give them.
Okay.
So let's see. Right off the bat, I'm starting with you on. You know, I almost want to say I'm stuck with a decision right now. I get a crossroads. I can't make up my mind on something, or I'm interacting with somebody that wants something one way and I want it another way, and it's an issue.
Uh-huh.
So you might find this happening between now and the end of June. It may become an issue with a decision this difficult, you know.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that if you focus on spiritual while you're struggling with any decision-making between now and the end of June, I believe the answer will come through. Will come through in prayer or
okay.
through intuition.
Okay.
So, let's see. Boy, I almost want to say... I keep hearing teacher with you for some reason.
Teacher, what?
I keep hearing teacher. Are you a teacher or connected to teaching at all? Or
I was a college student.
Oh, you're a coach?
Well, I was. Uh-huh.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Because that's what I'm hearing. That would be a teacher or a school setting. I keep feeling like I'm in a school, so.
Okay.
That would be you. You know, I feel as though I'm very much in need of guidance at this time, and I'm seeking guidance. And
absolutely.
And I'm feeling that, you know, I almost want to go to a relationship with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it makes sense to you or not.
Yeah.
But I'm being pulled to a relationship, and I keep hearing, if you need to decide, follow the tried and true and conventional. Stay conventional. Nothing off the wall, nothing that doesn't agree with what you would feel to be the proper way of doing things.
Okay.
Traditional, conventional, tried and true.
Yeah.
This is what Spirit is telling me in the direction that you need to go with your decision making.
Okay.
And it would help you a lot. And stay in line with the presence of Spirit. Keep God, keep Spirit foremost in your heart and your decision-making.
Absolutely, okay.
Okay, and spirituality is going to mean a lot to this. And it's almost like I'm getting conflicting opinions or beliefs also involved in this decision making.
Okay.
It's like a mixed bag here. It's and both people are kind of hung up in a way. They don't know maybe how to deal with it or what they want or how they should deal with it. Now I'm hearing the advice is going to come. It's going to come through Spirit and prayer. It may even come through a religious authority, like a pastor or a reverend. This is the type of feeling I'm getting. An advisor from an organized spiritual group.
Okay.
So you don't, I mean, if you are into a church or an organization, don't be afraid to ask for advice. Because I believe you, I believe you're going to get some from them anyway, so. What I'm feeling is almost like a couple or a couple of their, they seem to be older than you, and they're going to step forward and advise you. You can rely heavily on their advice. It's almost like an older couple, or they're involved in something that you're involved in, and they come forth and they advise you. Between now and the end of June. So pay attention to your older friends that are around you, or any people that are associated with the things that you're associated with, groups or organization. Their advice is going to be very helpful, and you're going to value it. You're going to appreciate it and be thankful for the advice. And I'm getting there is a delay. I don't know if these decision makings are been delaying something, but or if there's another delay in your life. But I do feel that I'm hearing the delay is not for much longer. So by the end
that's
of June,
good.
I feel like by the end of June or between now and the end of June, anything that's hung up in your life or not moving forward will be. Okay.
Would that be a lot of things?
I feel it's connected to any decision-making that you need to do.
Okay.
I feel like it, I don't know if it's a relationship with conflicting viewpoints or... I'm leaning heavily towards relationship with you. But it could go to anything where you're struggling with making a decision on. It's almost like I'm struggling with this decision, and then a light bulb goes off, I get the advice, and everything starts to move forward.
Interesting.
I'm hearing the delay isn't for much longer. Tell them that. That's what I'm hearing.
Wonderful.
Okay, and hang on one more second. I'm getting some more stuff here.
Okay.
Now, they're showing me the ocean. I got no idea what that means. I don't know if you live by the ocean or you'd like to or you want to visit there, but I'm getting a big picture of an ocean. There's some type of significance to this. I don't know if it's an Aquarius you're dealing with or you're actually going to be doing something with it. I'm hearing a suspension of suspension and delays all being done away with. Now, now I'm getting some other stuff. This gets too deep for me sometimes. It's almost like. I'm fearing something, like losing someone or a job or an income or an offer, too. There's some fears there. I don't know if this makes sense to you. If it does, I'm hearing don't worry about it because it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I'm not feeling a loss of, not at this time, not at least not until the end of June anyway.
I
mean, if you're worried about losing an income or a job or an opportunity, I don't see that happening.
Okay.
And this might be a friendship or a relationship of some kind, and maybe it's getting if it's rocky or there's some problems, and I'm worrying about it ending. I don't think it's going to end before the end of June anyway.
Okay.
So I wouldn't panic. I don't think it's going to happen overnight if those are some fears that you have.
All right, good.
Okay. I am feeling that you're going to need to be patient. This may play out right until the end of June. I wouldn't expect a quick fix tomorrow.
Okay.
I got a feeling that I'm going to have to work with this a little bit, probably well into the end of June. And I'm hearing agreements and settlements, and almost like there might have been a problem that needs to be settled, like a peace treaty or a friendship or an argument of some kind. But I feel like there's going to be agreements made and a peace treaty. People involved are going to start agreeing to what needs to be agreed to. I'm hearing to tell you this. You can expect a settlement and a peace treaty.
Okay.
If there's any kind of disputes or arguments or anything like that going on, I feel it's going to blow over and everybody involved is going to become agreeable.
Okay.
And there's going to be a, they use peace treaty for me. So that, I just feel like there's a dispute or an issue that's going to be solved and everybody's going to be happy with it.
Wonderful.
Okay. And, that's about all I'm getting right now. I give you some numbers. I got a 5 and a 2 and a 7 for you.
5 and 2 and 7?
Yep. And there is a... Are you very religious or very spiritual? Or you belong to a...
I'm trying to get... Uh-huh.
I want to stay base in spirit with you. And I wouldn't be afraid to search for where I belong, like a group or an organization or a church or, you know what I mean? I feel like I can use that and I need that and it would be good in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And it's spiritually based. I'm almost being shown, it's almost like a church is what I'm seeing. Like I would do well in something like that, and with people that were faithful, and the advice and the support would be good in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just being told to relay this to you.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Christian. I mean, it could be anything, whatever you're into. But group building, organization, format, on spirit would be very compatible with you.
Okay.
Very, very helpful in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with everything. I hope I helped you.
Thank you. You sure did. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay,
sure
you will. You have a good night. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All righty. Okay, everybody. U.S. and Canada, 877-876-5227. Anywhere else in the world, 530-876-3222.
We have another caller.
Okay. Okay, Don. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing much better now.
Great.
I can hear you better.
Oh, okay. You called back.
I did, yes.
Very good. And you got through.
Luckily, yes.
Nice. Okay. Good. You know, I can even... This is LaDonna, right?
Yes.
You called earlier.
Yes.
Good. Fantastic.
I switched phones. I switched phones, so...
Okay. Oh, you switched phones? Good. It was the phone then.
I'm believing the phone is pretty much on the out.
Good. Okay, LaDonna. Whew. You are, surrounded with hearts. I feel like love and relationship and romance and is on my mind. They keep throwing hearts at me. I just want to see where it's going. I'm almost feeling like there was a friendship that might have ended or somebody left. Does that make sense to you? Is there some problems going on with... I feel like two hearts. They're so much in love, but they're so far apart, too.
That would probably be me and my boyfriend. He's 4,000 miles from me.
Okay, that's what they're saying then. Wow. And it's on your mind and heart, too. Very difficult when it's that far away between loved ones. Okay, hang on for a second. I almost want to say that it's going to remain that way at least until the end of June. I don't know if there's any other plans to bring you guys closer or or you're working on it, but I feel as though it's going to stay that way for a little while anyway.
Okay.
On one hand, I feel very much in love and very right and very good about all of this. And then on the other hand, there's the ache of not being together. And it's very confusing. They bleed over into each other with me.
Okay,
I'm hearing harmony coming in here. LaDonna, are you working?
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm disabled.
Oh, you're disabled? Is he working? Does he ever talk about coming to you and looking for work? Or?
Yes, he has talked about that in the past.
Okay, because I'm hearing that the thing that might bring you together would be him coming to you and finding work by you. I wouldn't rule this out just yet. It's out there.
Okay.
I'm definitely hearing this. And if he approached it that way, it would probably go well for him. He would find the work. It's almost like it would be easier for him to come to you and get a job.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's been thought about or you validated it's been talked about.
Yes, it's been talked about, and it's definitely been something in the works.
Oh, good. Because this is what I'm hearing. It's very happy and productive too, and he's happy with it. So definitely stay on that path anyway.
Okay.
And I am getting two hearts that were separated, and they are being pulled back together again. So. I'm not saying it's going to be by the end of June, but I am saying I can see this happening.
Okay.
You guys will be together, and it will be happy, and he will be happy and productive. He's going to be very happy that he did it. I believe the work will be above and beyond, and that he's going to enjoy the work, and he will also enjoy the people he's working with. It's going to be a win-win thing.
Oh, that's great.
So it can happen, and it's out there, and I believe it's manifesting. But at the same time, I feel like he's back and forth. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Or we should do it this way instead of that way. I'm getting choices to choose getting in the way of this. Does he bounce back and forth between his plans?
I'm not sure. I think he's just trying to think of everything to make sure he has all his bases covered.
Right, he's weighing his options and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to see this intensifying as it gets ready to happen. I feel like choices to choose are going to be frustrating and keep both of you busy. But I believe the best way to go about it would be for him to come to you. And it would work well that way. It would be more successful anyway.
Okay.
Is he coming to visit soon?
He had talked about coming here in June.
Okay, because I'm getting him traveling. Possibly by the end of June. He just validated that. And, I feel like he's coming to you. Yeah, he's going to visit. He's going to visit. And probably visit and not want to go back. Because I feel like when the next chance he gets to be with you, it's going to initiate changes in your life. I don't know if it can happen that way, but I do feel that he's not going to want to go back, and it's going to make some changes. It's almost like when he visits, things start to happen then. Like maybe he gets a connection, or he gets a job, or he gets guaranteed a job, or he knows what he would do if it was permanent. So if he does come to visit, I would focus on that while he's there. You know, exactly where he would go and what he would do and how he would do it.
Okay.
And I believe you might see some of it falling into place and getting things excited.
Okay.
because there's some changes with this visit. I really do feel him coming, and then there's some changes, and I believe they're positive changes for you. So a visit from him to you would be very interesting, especially between now and the end of June. Okay? And, yeah, that's all I'm getting on you. That's all I'm getting.
Okay.
I just feel like probably the best thing that can happen right now is have him to come visit you. I would definitely follow through on that plan. I believe it's going to be very good emotionally and romantically. And it's going to kind of like open his eyes to his options. How would he do this if this was permanent?
Right.
So kind of like focus on that while he's there.
Okay.
Because when you focus on something, you begin to create it. And when he does come to visit, that I would act like it's permanent, and what would I do now? You know, where would I look for work? What would I do?
Okay.
And I believe that you might even come up with some ideas or connections before he even has to go back. So
makes perfect sense.
That's all I'm getting. So I'm getting on it.
Well, thank you.
Well, Donna, I can give you some numbers. I got a 6 and an 11 and 13.
Okay.
Having some type of meeting for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, well, Donna, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you would like to contact me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Send your comments to BBS. They're the best people in the world. It's a fantastic radio station. And they like
we
to
have
hear
another
from
caller.
You. Okay,
I'll put
Don.
Him on air.
Caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Helena. I'm in New Jersey. We spoke a couple of weeks ago and I had a private reading.
Oh, what was your name?
Helena.
Helena, I remember you.
Thanks. Yeah,
good.
You told me I'd be feeling better in 2 weeks. I was sick and I back to myself.
I told you you'd be feeling better and you are?
I am.
Good.
Yep.
I'm getting validated.
Yep. And then you also said that you were afraid I was going to overdo it when I got better, and this week's schedule is crazy. But that's the way it is. I may be overdoing it, but...
Well, don't overdo it. You know how many times I got emails saying I didn't listen to you? And I wish I did, or I did listen to you, and thank you. Don't overdo it.
Okay.
Go slow.
I'm trying to, but it's tight. Just wondering what you could pick up this time. Gosh, there's somebody I'm interested in that I'll be seeing on Tuesday in a business situation, or just whatever spirit guides you to tell me at this point.
Okay, let me just do my thing and see what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for calling, Helena. I appreciate that. I like to get a little validation once in a while.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
what
you.
Keeps me going. Right off the bat, I'm getting change with you. You're definitely... Things are definitely going to be changing for you, that's for sure. The cycle that you're in is going to bring about above and beyond and not normal changes. Did you say you were wondering about somebody you just met?
I didn't just meet him. I've known him in business. I'm interested. I don't know where he's coming from.
Okay. Well, I feel as though... Does he know you're interested?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. 'Cause he was interested, and then I was standoffish. This is going back a few years. It's kind of silly, I guess.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Well, I believe if you pursued it or initiated something, he might see this and draw nearer.
Okay.
I believe you can change anything right now. This is the energy that you have around you between now and the end of June. If you're single and looking, I believe you're going to find somebody. If you got somebody in your eyes, I believe you can influence them. Does that help you?
Yeah, that helps a lot. I mean, also in career, I mean, financially, I've been a real mess, and I could use some really humongous changes in my life.
Okay. You know, I'm getting that, and I feel like it's going to be given to you, and the cycle that you're in is going to help you create that. And it's exactly what I was given when I connected to you, was change. It jumped right out at me before you even started talking. Okay. The old way is passing through. This is what they're hearing. You are going to get what you're praying for, because I'm feeling like my old way of thinking, my old way of feeling, my old way of acting is dying off. And I think you feel that. I think you feel like you need a change, and then you need to, in order to let this move forward, let go of the old way, I'm hearing, to tell you. Some of the ways you think and some of the your actions, and maybe expand your social circle or your increase your friendships. This is what I'm hearing. Change those things. Act like it's a fresh start. Approach life like it's every day is a fresh start, and I can do whatever I want with it. I can make it go any direction I want it to go in. This is how you need to feel and think in order to bring through the changes that you need. Okay? Look at every day. I'm hearing to tell you, look at every day like it's a fresh thought. Now, you know, I'm also feeling like there may be some disappointments or some obstacles in your way, and they're going to turn out to be blessings. So don't get bummed out if things don't go the way you want them to go, because it may be a blessing in disguise. Okay, always remember this, especially between now and the end of June with you. Did a friendship just end? Did you just lose a relationship or a friendship?
No, I've been pretty much a loner for a long time now.
Okay, well, if there's any friendships that are hurting, between now and the end of June, you want to baby them, because there's a possibility that if you don't, it may end. Okay, but I'm leaning towards friendships with this. I don't think it's romance. It's the friendship type of a relationship. I'm also feeling no matter how you approach this, change doesn't go well with you, I feel. I feel like you're like a creature of habit, or you're maybe stuck in your own ways and kind of a creature of habit. You're used to doing the same thing all the time, and you get into a comfort zone, and you like it sometimes. It's secure. It's a comfort zone, and you're going to need to work on changing that also, coming out of your comfort zone. Go to a place you've never been to before. Make a friend. Be the first one to make a friend. Or do something differently. Okay? I'm hearing this is important for you. You're going to have to, if you want change in your life, you have to initiate change. Especially with you. Okay? Can you understand that, Helena?
Yeah, I do, because I've gotten pretty much, I've kept to myself and closed myself in a lot over the last several years.
Yes, I feel smothered and isolated and closed in and stuck in a rut.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, this is exactly how I feel when I connect to you.
Yep.
And you're going to have to fight your way out of that. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and be a different person. It's just not going to happen. You need reprogramming. You need to go out and do something you don't normally do, or go somewhere you don't normally go, and do something you don't normally do. Join a group or start a hobby that would bring you out of your shell. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Totally. Totally.
Okay, in order to change, this is very important for you, Alina. In order to change, you got to initiate it. And it's going to take baby steps. It's not going to happen overnight.
Mm.
But the good thing is, it's going to happen because you want it bad enough. And it's all around you. Change is all around you. And the cycle and the energy that you're in right now is going to help you do this. Okay, it might be just a matter of take a course or get into a hobby that brings you in touch with people,
mm-hmm.
or join a group or a church or do something that's going to take you out of your shell and experiment with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very important for you, and it would help you a lot. And like I said, between now and the end of June, don't let no misfortunes throw you because they're probably going to be blessings. Use your intuition. If you don't like what you're feeling or hearing, don't go. Now, I'm also feeling like there is, I call it baggage, stuff
mm-hmm.
from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like conditioned me and created me what I am now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I got into my shell and I got into my rut because of baggage from the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to let this go or start practicing or developing techniques where you can do a clearinghouse of your emotions and your mind and just get rid of the negativity and the baggage that's connected to you from the past, the conditioning that led you to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. As you expand
mm-hmm.
and create changes in your life, you're going to need to also let stuff go. At the same time, pain, hurt, regret, bad memories, this type of a thing.
Mm.
By doing a clearinghouse of it, letting it go. Just let it go. Give it to the universe. Visualize it going into the universe and disappearing. And it works. And it might sound, some people say, oh, it sounds too easy or it sounds foolish. But it does work. But you got to be repetitious with it and faithful to it. And it will work for you. Now, I see you working on all of this anyway through time. So I believe you're being led to this. You've been led to me, and you're being led to the feelings that you have. And you're going to be led to the things you need to do to bring about the change that you need to get you out of the shell that you're in.
Yeah, because it's been bad. It's been really bad for a long time.
Yeah, I'm feeling that with you.
And may I ask you, will I be led to the right and perfect career? Because I've been kind of scattered about what to do, and then therefore I've stayed in like these low-end jobs and just kind of spinning my wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have a loss of someone? Did somebody pass that meant a lot to you? That's still with you in a way? It's still affecting you?
I there was a love affair that really kind of knocked me sideways. But that ended at the end of 99.
Hmm. Wow.
And, I'm over that, but I think there's still the repercussions.
Right.
And I haven't let myself be open to anything.
Yeah, it's almost like I was hurt and I'm afraid to branch out again because of it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm afraid of the rejection or I don't want to feel that pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting the shell being developed due to loss and then it led into loneliness.
Yeah.
It was a chain reaction.
Yeah.
As far as this man that you got your sights on,
mm-hmm.
I would slowly work towards this. Do you come in contact with him?
No, he's from another country.
Oh, he's from another country.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So he's here now.
There's going to be interaction with him. What's it, internet or phone?
No, it's business.
Okay, business.
Yeah. But I haven't had a lot of interaction with him.
Okay. Okay, I was wondering why they were giving me money with this. They were showing me money, and you're saying it's business. That's
yeah.
a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. What I can tell you, Helena, I believe there's going to be an increase in interaction with him. Okay, and so when it happens, be positive and open. That's the best you can do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whenever you're communicating with him or interacting with him, enjoy it. Don't think about the past and open up a little bit. Okay? Because I do feel that you're going to be probably doing more business with him or interacting with him in some way.
Okay?
And I feel it may be others if you can... If you can get out and expand your social circle,
mm-hmm.
I believe you're going to find other people coming to you very easily. So consider doing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some type of a hobby that would bring you out, sports or entertainment of some kind.
Well, may I ask you this? I mean, I years ago I was pursuing an acting and singing career and let it go because of lack of confidence. And I right now... I do a bunch of things. I mean, would it be wise to pursue the acting and singing again, or should I stay with, like, sales and marketing, or do both?
I would do both.
Okay.
I heard both.
Okay.
I heard both. You're very talented, and you have the ability to multitask.
Mm,
I don't know
yeah.
if you realize that or not.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm happiest when I'm doing all the different things.
I feel like you're able to do several things at one time and do it good. You got the ability to do this. I would do both.
Okay.
I really would. I would do both right up until I had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I also feel that it's going to bring you into... relationships with other people.
Mm.
When it starts, I feel like it's going to be one right after another, friendships and romances. They might not be exactly what you're looking for or as deep as you want them to be,
mm-hmm.
but I do feel that you're going to have the interaction, and it's going to be one right after another, kind of. It's almost like, you know, you're a racehorse, and as soon as I open up the gate, you're going to take off. You got to get out of that shell, and you got to expand your social circle.
Mm.
And I believe that you're going to, the loneliness will be the least of your worries once you do this.
That's good. And will I get on solid ground financially?
What's that?
Will I get on solid ground financially? Because things have been scary.
I believe it'll be after the end of June.
Oh, that's close enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that's any help. And until between now and the end of June, be careful with your finances. Don't do anything risky or foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And know what you're doing with your money.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe at the end of June, you're going to start seeing your financial situation improving.
Great.
But it'll be after June. Okay.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's wonderful.
Does that help you?
Yeah, tremendously.
Good.
Thanks so much, Michael.
No problem, Alina. God bless. Tell your friends about us.
I have been. I told a woman I met in the store about you, and the pictures of you and your grandsons are just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I wanted to tell the world about it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and the kids look like you.
Good.
It's like the light in their eyes. It's nice.
Yeah, I had a beautiful grandson born May 6th, Brady Michael. And I got another year, he's a year and a half, his name is Cole Allen, and he's beautiful too. Two beautiful grandsons.
Yeah, they're adorable. Yeah.
I can't wait to retire. All I'm going to do is play with my grandkids. That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you for everything. Lots of blessings to you and your family.
You too, Helena. Thank you. God bless you, and keep listening to the show.
Oh, will do. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, looks like we're out of time. It goes quick when you're having fun. I'll let you go. I will be here Wednesday and Thursday night. That would be the 17th and the 18th. Wednesday and Thursday, and again on Sunday the 21st. Three nights a week. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Take care, everybody. God bless. Have a good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.